Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
CLNS Media Patriots Roundtable. I am one of your co-hosts, Nick Qualia, here with Marv Azan and Mike Molyneux. And guys, shout out to our friends over at betonline.ag. We're recording this Monday, November 15th, a day after the Patriots beat the piss out of the Cleveland Browns. And we're going to talk about the entire game, not the entire game, but breakdowns, takeaways, you know, the whole thing. And I just want to go back to a couple weeks ago. We talked about the blowout win the Patriots had against the Jets. Blowout win against the Jets. After that, we were like, okay, let's wait and really grade this game until after they play the Chargers. Because the Chargers at the time were one of the best teams in the AFC. So it looked, you know, they've kind of fallen off since then. But they beat the Chargers. And we're like, okay, so now let's wait for them to play the Cleveland Browns. And the Cleveland Browns were depleted a little bit. They were down one of the best running backs in the league in Nick Chubb. But at the same time, I don't really want to give that too much merit, too much of a conversation there that they were out without Nick Chubb, because D'Ernest Johnson put on a show. Again, that kid is talented. That kid is good. Put up 150 yards total, I believe, somewhere around that ballpark between receiving and rushing. That kid is good. So I don't want to give that much merit, because, you know, Nick Chubb probably would have done about the same thing if he were there. So it was kind of like having Nick Chubb there. So, guys, the Patriots beat the piss out of the Cleveland Browns at Baker Mayfield 45-7. What are your general thoughts about that game? What are your general thoughts around this team? And what did you see during that game that really makes you think about this team's future for the remainder of the season? Remember, it's a 17-game season this year, so we do have an extra game that we can talk about later on too. So either one of you go. What are your thoughts about this game, players, performances? Go at it.
I like how you mentioned the Jets game, Nick. And I remember clearly coming on this show and was saying, look, obviously we didn't want to put too much stock into that win, right? Because it was against the New York Jets. But one thing I mentioned is confidence. That was a game after two losses, two tough losses. You lost against the Cowboys in overtime, and the week prior to that, you lost to Tampa Bay. So those are two tough losses that you had, and you go, you beat, as you've been saying so far, the piss out of the Jets. And then all of a sudden, once you beat the Jets, the team felt like they came together. You know, after scoring 50 points, they felt like they really came together and started to figure something out. And now the offensive line got bigger. The offensive line. Well, it did get better.
Well,
bigger
they did, Trent Brown. Cleveland Brown. Trent Brown.
So they did get bigger, but they got better as well. And they start to hit their stride. One thing that we have to give credit to during this game is I think Josh McDaniels played a perfect game. I loved everything he did.
We have not said that much this year. We have had a lot of problems with this guy.
You guys know I had a lot of beef with Josh McDaniels. And I think Patriots Nation in itself were questioning Josh McDaniels and, you know, whether they should unleash Mac Jones and let him throw the ball and such. I love the game plan going into this week. I love everything that the offense did. Ramondre Stevenson, he showed his flashes that, you know, he could be a stud. With Damian Harris being out, man, the guy can run. and he can run hard. And another great thing about him, you can throw him the ball. Where it seemed like maybe sometimes Damien Harris can be a little one-sided. Stephenson shows that he can catch the ball outside and he can run really hard. So he's a great weapon to have. And once Damien Harris gets back, that just adds something. Bolden's still he's still around. They used him in some first downs where I was questioning a bit, little bit about.
I was worried that they were going to use Brandon Bolden a lot more than they did. Like, thank God. I thought Brandon Bolden was going to be in RB1 in this game.
And like you said, thank God that wasn't the case. They gave the ball to Stephenson. They trusted him, and he played well. So definitely Josh McDaniel stands out to me in this game. And another thing is you go back and you look at this rookie class. You hit Mac Jones. We know about Barmore, and now we're talking about Stephenson. When you go back and look at this 2021 draft, you say the Patriots did a good job. If three out of the top four picks are hits like this, then you know Patriots are building something for the future, and while still being a contender. And I love this development that you're seeing from Duggar as well. Yes, he had the interception in this game, but overall, you see him taking that next step where McCourty's obviously getting older. Duggar's really stepped up with Phillips in that secondary. So I'm really liking what I'm seeing from the Patriots overall, but these young guys are really impressive.
Yeah, no, the draft class this year is shaping up to be one of the best they've had during the Bill Belichick era so far.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. I don't know if you want to say that he's been great drafting running backs during his career, because I mean, he hasn't really been. He really hasn't been great on the offensive side of the ball when it comes to, you know, the receivers, the offensive weapons that you could have. I don't want to throw any names under the bus, but you know, you could think about a couple. But he really hit with Ramondre Stevenson. And this guy, this is the guy that we saw in preseason, because in preseason, really, when everybody started to see this guy break out, and we're like, okay, maybe you might have something here too. So you have Damien Harris, you have Stevenson. Those are two guys who really are going to be huge for your offense going forward. And then even you can even toss in J.J. Taylor into the mix. I like J.J. Taylor a lot still. And I also don't want to say that I had Ramondre Stevenson in my fantasy league that I'm still actually in. But, you know, I might have picked him up. He might have scored me 27 points. I don't want to say I did, but it's a possibility. Just keep that in the back of your mind. Marv, too. Maybe. Who knows? Mike, big takeaways. That stinks. Hey, I faced D'Ernest Johnson a few weeks ago. That basically ended my season in my big money league, so I don't want to hear about that. That killed me.
Yeah, I definitely faced Stevenson, so I felt his wrath. But, I mean, in terms of takeaways from this game, this to me was the most impressive win on the season to date. I know that Jets game was something where they scored 54 points. And, you know, it didn't matter to me how many points they scored against the Jets. At the end of the day, I think most people are like, it's the freaking Jets. They should beat them. Let's move on and see how they continue to perform. Like Marv said, if anything from that Jets game, you're hoping that this team just got a huge confidence booster offensively and defensively. And then Nick, you want to see how they performed against the Chargers, because that was at the time a team that's looked like they were, you know, really could be one of the teams at the top of the AFC. You want to see how the Patriots played against that team and how they did against Justin Herbert and that offense. And the Patriots, for the most part, held their own. And, you know, they held that offense in check defensively. They played well. And coming out of that game, I said, okay, they did a good job against an AFC contending team. Let's see if they can do it again. And that next team coming up on that list was this Cleveland Browns team. And, yeah, you know, they're a little hobbled in terms of injuries and whatnot. But I knew defensively as well Cleveland was a pretty solid team, especially with some of the guys they have up front, especially led by Myles Garrett. And then you look at this team, the Patriots played really well offensively and defensively. And, you know, I've always said, as we've done these shows over and over again, I wasn't lacking faith in terms of what I expected this offense to look like. I thought the offense would be all right as the season progressed. I mean, I thought, you know, that wasn't the major issues with the Patriots. I thought it was more defensively with some of the struggles they were having on the defensive side of football. They've shown me a lot these last couple of weeks. They've shown me that they can be a reliable defense in terms of putting some pressure on the quarterback, in terms of having a solid secondary, even with the loss of what's the cornerback that went down with
Jonathan Jones.
Jonathan Jones. Even with the loss of the Jonathan Jones, they've still been pretty steady back there in the secondary. And I'm impressed. I'm definitely impressed with what they're seeing. And who would have ever thought that the running game would be somewhat of the biggest storyline with this team? Obviously, people had a lot of faith in Damian Harris coming into the season. Ramondre Stevenson showed you a lot in preseason, but it's now looking like, I mean, you think about it, it's still the unfortunate loss of James White, but it's now looking like the Patriots kind of have a, you know, we've thrown this term around with the Patriots team sometimes, but a two-headed monster in terms of Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson. If you get those two guys back fully healthy, that's looking pretty scary. And this has been a running game that's been very solid for the Patriots the last several weeks, despite everything that possibly going on with them and their record. The running game is something that's been consistent for them. And you've seen Stevenson get really comfortable now in terms of how he compared to how he started the season. It's been very great to watch. I know red zone is something we've talked about with this Patriots team throughout the course of the season, but it seems like they found some kind of formula that works with Hunter Henry. It seems when they get back there, it's automatic. They're finding Hunter Henry. Hunter Henry's getting open, and they're making things happen with him. It's coming, starting to look really automatic in terms of when they get down there and how they look for him and set him up. So, I mean, I believe this Patriots team has a couple more opportunities to really show themselves as being a contending team. But right now, in terms of how they played against the Chargers, how they played against the Cleveland Browns, this Patriots team has come a long way, and they're looking a lot more solid now as you head later into the season.
Yeah, and we're talking about this game yesterday, and there are so many things that you know that you could touch on. Like one thing, we're talking about the run game, right? In the pass protection yesterday too. That was one thing that we were worried about. We mentioned last week was Myles Garrett versus Isaiah Wynn. Yep, and Isaiah Wynn really had a pretty good day. You know, I thought it was going to be a potential bloodbath on the left side, and it really wasn't. And shout out to N'Keal Harry, too. He's got that highlight from yesterday where he lit Myles Garrett up, blindsided him. It was beautiful. It was perfect. But still sticking with the offensive line, I mean, not to take anything away from Ramondre Stevenson, he's a very talented running back. I think he's going to be awesome going forward, but it's no surprise that the run game looked this good with the return of Trent Brown.
Huge.
He is a dominating force on the right side of the line. He's unreal, and he really solidifies that offensive line. Things are just starting to mold, guys. And just again, you can keep talking about this offensive performance with the offensive line, with the run game. Hunter Henry is, Mike, like you said, he's just becoming a legitimate red zone target. He's almost become not indefensible in the red zone, right? But he's been incredible for an incredible red zone target. That's basically his thing. That's almost what he does. I think he had four receptions yesterday. Two of them are touchdowns. Like, he is so touchdown dependent fantasy football wise, but he gets the touchdowns. And also, shout out Jacoby Myers. That was awesome to see. Finally got his first touchdown. The entire team joined him in the end zone, which was awesome. Like, this, you can tell this team genuinely likes each other. They're starting to mold really well together. And all this happened, guys, I still think Jonnu Smith is going to become a force in this offense too. So yeah, that was without Jonnu Smith. I'm still very high on Jonnu Smith.
He just has to get healthy. And I mean,
limited in practice today.
Yeah, it just has to get healthy. And I mean, I also agree with you. You know, I believe talent-wise, he's talented. Now, it's just comes opportunities and staying healthy is what it boils down to Jonnu Smith. And I mean, he just hasn't been available a little bit here.
I'll tell you who's been getting the ball that should have been getting the ball earlier. My boy Kendrick Bourne.
Yep.
I've been trying to tell y'all, this is the best receiver on the team. Anytime he gets the ball, he makes plays. And the reason why I was praising Josh McDaniels, they found a way to get him going. They use some running plays, you know, some jet sweeps to get him going. And all of a sudden you see, once you throw the ball down the field, Kendrick Bourne's going to go up and go get it. And he's going to make plays for this team. I mean, he only had four receptions. That ties for the most receptions on the team with Jacoby Myers and Hunter Henry. But 98 yards, which separates him from everyone else. The team needs to get Kendrick Bourne involved, and this team, the offense, will become more dynamic.
We're going to keep talking about Kendrick Bourne, and we're going to move on to really talk about the performance that Mac Jones had. Because, guys, Mac Jones, that performance yesterday, that I think – Is it fair to say that that was the best performance that we've seen out of him? Like, comfortability wise, because when he was in the pot, that's all I could notice from yesterday's game was how comfortable he looked. Like, he looked like he's been, he looked like a seasoned vet. He was making plays, and shout out to Dan Orlovsky too. He posted a Hunter Henry, one of the Hunter Henry touchdowns where he broke it down where Mac Jones, listen, I don't know if I'm an idiot, right? I'm no quarterback coach, whatever, but Mac Jones looked off a defender, which got Hunter Henry wide open in the end zone when he threw that dart up the middle to him. He was wide open because he looked him off to the left, comes back right, fires a bullet to Hunter Henry. I mean, this kid doesn't look like a rookie. And you know, talk a lot about the situation, right? Talk about a lot about the situation. Like maybe he wouldn't have done this in different situations, but regardless, he's in this situation and he's performing. He's a rookie. He very, very easily could have come out and just looked like a rookie and sucked. But we're going to continue that conversation in a second. Guys, we can talk about our friends over at betonline.ag. Guys, we're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season. More props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use promo code CLNS50 to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, and the NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all this amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all of your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. So, Mac Jones. I don't want to say unreal performance, but really, really good performance for a rookie quarterback against the Cleveland Browns. Like, this Cleveland Browns defense wasn't anything. Like, they weren't a joke, right? Like, again, you play the Jets, you're like, okay, it's the Jets. This is a legit defense that you went up against in the Cleveland Browns. Now, here's the stat line, 19 for 23, 198 yards, three touchdowns. The kid is showing to be the real deal. And honestly, it took the sports world not by storm, but he's got people talking. Just scrolling through Twitter all day, I've just been seeing Mac Jones stats. Like, here's what he did here. Here's what he did here. Here are the numbers here. He is leading all rookies. He's obviously the best rookie quarterback there is this year. Highest graded Patriots versus Cleveland Browns. Yesterday, minimum 25% snaps. Mac Jones, 92.5. That's the Pro Football Focus grade. Just reading through all these stats that have been coming out all day, it makes me excited for Mac Jones going forward. Mac Jones, 142.1 passer rating in week 10. Highest among all quarterbacks in the league yesterday. So the kid's the real deal.
Here's my thing with Mac Jones. And don't get me wrong. I've been high on Mac Jones ever since he became an option out of Alabama to go in the draft and be a potential pick for the Patriots. And the Patriots
were on Mac Jones before the draft.
Yes. Anybody out of Alabama, I'm huge on. I mean, clearly there's been some hit and misses over the years, but Mac Jones is somebody I was high on. Here's my question. Is Mac Jones, while I do believe he's a good quarterback because we know what he did, he had good stats at Alabama. Is it him being somewhat as well a product of just being on the Patriots roster? Because let's say what it is. The Patriots coaches, Belichick, McDaniels, they know what greatness looks like from a quarterback. So I'm assuming they know how to, in a sense, lay out what can work, what can't work, what they're looking for exactly. If it wasn't Mac Jones, if it was a Justin Fields, if it was a some of these other quarterbacks that I can't think of right now, if they were plugged into the system, because all these guys had great collegiate careers, would they be having some of the same success as Mac Jones? Because you're dealing with the organization that, like I said, they already know what greatness looks like in terms of playing the quarterback position. So they probably can set a guy up who just has some ability some ability, they can probably set that guy up for success.
I mean, it's a fair question. The one thing about Mac Jones that you can't take away, though, especially looking at this game, is how accurate he is.
Yes.
That's what I was going to bring up. Like, yes. You still have to make the throw.
You still have to make the throw. You still have, like, I think if you plug in a Trevor Lawrence on this team, Patriots are 6-4. Like, I still think that Patriots will still be a solid team if you added another rookie quarterback in. But Mac Jones' accuracy right now is, at first, you know, all the talk was, oh, you know, Mac's going to be the game manager and he's going to manage the game. He's not going to make mistakes. But
dink and dunk. That's all you heard. Dink and
dunk, right? But we got to start talking about how accurate this dude is. Like, when he's throwing the ball, it's getting there in the right places, tight windows. It doesn't matter. And when they let him throw, he's not scared to throw it in a tight window. He'll do it. And the receivers, to their credit, have been making the right plays. So
Marv, your guy, that throw to Kendrick Bourne. Guys,
that was a
rookie force. Quarterbacks don't make those throws.
That was a force. That you have to have a lot of trust.
Great throw, in great yourself, catch. They've got a rapport.
You got to have a lot of trust in yourself and in that wide receiver to make a play like that. That's like you say, you just don't see that happening unless it's a couple years in the league and you know the receiver very well and you guys just have that rapport. That this is only what week are we in? Week 10?
That was week 10.
This is week 10, and they're already making plays like that, which is very scary because they are progressing every single week. Mike, obviously. To answer your question, Mac is a product of the system. You know, when you have Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels, no matter how great you are, you're a product of the system. And you said that they know what greatness looks like in a quarterback. You're not giving them enough credit. They created what greatness looks like in a quarterback with Tom Brady. So they believe, and Belichick always has believed, that hey, you give me an average quarterback or someone who can throw the ball, I can mold him into greatness. And that's what they're going to try to do with Mac Jones.
And hey, from early on at 22 years old, it looks like they're headed in the right direction. They got their guy, they got the heir apparent to the throne, and it from what we're seeing so far this season, things should be trending in the right direction.
Just here's next gen stats. Mac Jones completed 16.2% of his passes over expectation, the highest CPOE for a rookie quarterback in a game this season. Jones was especially accurate throwing downfield, completing 6 of his 7 passes over 10 air yards for 103 yards and a touchdown. One other throw that comes to mind, that Hunter Henry drop in the bucket. One of his 4 receptions of the day. That was an unreal throw. Those are, when you hear that this kid was the most accurate passer in college football history, those are the kinds of throws that you expect out of him. And he is delivering.
That's not an easy throw. That was not an easy throw.
And he had to die for it too. But the thing is, like, you have to put it where only your receiver can get it. And that was literally the one spot that only Hunter Henry could have got to that ball without the defender there. Like that, for a rookie quarterback, that takes balls to throw that. Same thing with the Kendrick Bourne throw. That takes balls to launch that thing.
And he's doing that again, like I said before, he's doing this at 22 years old. Guy hasn't even hit his prime yet.
Not even close.
And imagine if they get him even better receivers. Because let's be real, like they have solid receivers better than last year, but if the Patriots really wanted to, they can upgrade wide receiver.
Well, yeah, absolutely. They if they got him a legitimate weapon, another legitimate weapon like this, this year, you know, you have the caveat whenever you say, okay, the Patriots, can they make some noise? And we're going to talk about that in a second. We're going to wrap up the show with that. You know, the easy argument to say immediately, well, it's a rookie quarterback. How much noise can you really make, right? But after this year, you add another guy and you expect Mac Jones to take a step. You know, people warned us after Tom Brady. They're like, guys, you're going to have to get used to it. There's going to be a good long time that the Patriots are going to stink. But guess what? I don't think it's going to be that long. I'll be honest. I think we had one year where it was tough to watch, but I don't know about you guys. I'm enjoying the hell out of this.
I got a question time. For you guys. Yeah. Did you ask your question, Nick? I wasn't sure.
No, not yet. Odell Beckham just got his first reception.
Oh, question for you guys. Obviously, like I said, they can upgrade with these wide receivers. Seeing how Mac Jones is performing early on, would you prefer them to upgrade and get an elite deep threat or an elite slot receiver?
I want to say deep because they've got Jacoby Myers.
What's an elite slot receiver? What is that?
Troy Brown. Julian Edelman.
Edelman, Welker, like somebody you know who's in the slot and can be clutch. You think that's Jacoby Myers already? They're solid there?
Yeah.
You're
solid at the slot position. Like when you think of slot receivers, you don't really think elite. I mean, you think Patriots. I
think it's because we've seen elite slot receivers in the Patriots.
So in a Patriot, yeah. In a Patriots. I don't think the Patriots ever really functioned off of having an elite receiver other than Randy Moss. You take away the Randy Moss years, you're not looking at really elite wide receivers that made the Patriots successful. I think, and I know we're going to be talking about if the Patriots are contenders or not. And a guy that you guys mentioned, I think Jonnu Smith's the key. If Jonnu Smith can be what we projected him to be on this team, and he can be that dynamic tight end, oh man, this offense can get really scary. Because you already seen what rapport that Hunter Henry and Mac has. You add Jonnu Smith into the mix and you put him all over the place, outside as wide receiver, inside, put him in the running back position and start really making up different schemes for him. I think this offense can really get going and become something special in the playoffs. But I think that you need Jonnu Smith. You need that two tight end set that you've been envisioning.
All right, so let's wrap it up here then. You know, and we're going to talk about this more as we go. But I'm sorry, I cannot watch a football game and have football happening at having the show happen at the same time. Going down for the rest of the season, right? We just passed week 10. You've got some big games coming up, but your schedule's also, I don't want to say it's soft because, you know, it's not too soft, but you've got some good games left. And then after that, it's kind of a cakewalk. Although the Colts getting kind of hot. I'm not just going to give that an easy win. I think they should win, but I'm not going to give it an easy win. Guys, can the Patriots actually make some noise here in the AFC? And mind you, in an AFC that is tight, tight.
The opportunity's there. Like, they have the opportunity to make things interesting and be a team that, you know, gets into the playoffs that a lot of people probably didn't have a lot of faith in or didn't believe can make noise or be a solid football team, at least not this year, maybe. They have an opportunity to make things very interesting. Who would have thought, you know, they'd be where they are right now? It's probably surprising to some people, so they can finish this season out on a high note. There's still a lot of games left, but if they keep playing we've seen these last couple of weeks, they can definitely make things really interesting in terms of what the playoff picture looks like.
Bob, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we got to remember, we're talking off of the base of what their record was, right? They were, 2-4?
Yeah.
They were 2-4, and that's what we're talking off of. But to start the season, all three of us had them as playoff teams. So they are where they're supposed to be. A playoff team. We all had them as a playoff contending team, and that's where they're trending to be. Now, can they make noise, meaning being the AFC championship? It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough, but they got some good tests coming up. The Titans are going to be a test. Facing the Bills twice is going to be a test, and then we can really gauge where this Patriots team is at. I think the Bills are probably the top three team in the NFL, if not one. Just how they're built right now. And just looking at the landscape of the NFL, anyone can get beat at any time right now. So Patriots
Look at the Bucs.
Right.
Bucs just lost against the Washington football team.
Off of a bye.
Yeah.
You know, so like, and there's still a lot of unanswered questions. I can't wait to see how the Patriots go against the Titans and the Bills back to back. To see where they stand. So we can't overlook the Falcons too. They have to take care of business this Thursday night against them and keep the momentum going.
And it's Thursday night football too. So so that's a good point, right? It's Monday, so we only a couple days till Thursday night football, but it's Thursday night football and you really don't know what's going to happen on Thursday night football. Like that's always a toss up to me. Teams always tend to play a little differently than who they really are on Thursday Night Football, which is why I have such a tough time betting it. I hate betting it, but I do it anyway because I'm a maniac. Look, the three games, but again, I don't think the Colts are like an easy win per se. I think the Colts are actually catching some traction here, especially with Jonathan Taylor looking like one of the best, if not the best, minus Derrick Henry, who's out, best running back in the NFL. Jonathan Taylor is unbelievable. But then you've got two games against the Bills, and you've got the Titans. Now, the Titans, obviously, we've said this a couple times with the Chargers, with the Browns. Now, with the Titans coming up, the Titans are your next big step. If they beat them, you're like, okay, maybe they are legit contenders. Because as it stands right now, the Titans are the best team in the AFC. Now, do I believe that? No, I think the Bills are. And I hate that they looked pretty decent. But the Chiefs, they could be flipping a switch.
Yeah, don't sleep. Don't sleep on the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs are still the Chiefs. Travis Kelce looked to get some mojo back. Patrick Mahomes kind of looked like Patrick Mahomes. In Sunday's game. So don't sleep on the Chiefs, but this AFC is tight. This AFC is going to be exciting to the end this year. I'm excited, man. I think the Patriots can make some noise. And Marv, like you said, can they go to the AFC championship game? It'll be really hard. There's some very good, very talented football teams that they're going to have to get through to get there. But, you know, at the same time, watching this team and watching them barely lose to the Bucs, barely lose to the Cowboys, and the Cowboys, too, who are looking like an elite team in this league, minus last week's stinker. But you look at those two games, and you think now they would beat the Dolphins. This team, I think, can make some noise. AFC Championship game, I don't know, but I think they can at least compete with any team in the league right now. The defense especially is making me say that.
Just got to keep the momentum. You're on a good wave right now. You got to just keep the momentum rolling.
Yeah. And you need this defense to continue to play like this. Matt Judon, again, shout out to him. Matt Judon is just, he's unreal.
Yeah, that's the signing of the year, man.
Yeah, so far. I heard, was it Gretchen Keefe on WEEI mention this? Could Bill Belichick win Executive of the Year? He's not a bad running.
He's in the running.
He has a potential Rookie of the Year, a potential Defensive Player of the Year.
Rookie of the Year, too. At least Barmore is going to be in the conversation.
Right, and a potential Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
All of his decisions, so.
Yeah. And, I mean, he's taking this team from what it was last year to what it is this year. I don't think it'll happen, but you could for sure make the argument.
Coach of the year. Now we're talking.
Yeah, that's another one. He actually could be in the running for that too.
Also in the running. That's two awards. He definitely should be in the running for, potentially a finalist for. So, yeah, you're not wrong about that.
All right, let's wrap it here, guys. Thank you to our friends over at BetOnline.ag. Nick Qualley, Marvzon, Mike Mono, guys. We'll be talking to you next week following the Patriots Thursday night matchup against the Atlanta Falcons. You know, I Patriots should win that game, but you never know. It's Thursday Night Football.
Falcons are cursed.
The Falcons are a bad football team. They're just not very good. Nick Qualley, Marvzon, Mike Mono, guys, we're going to talk to you next week. Thank you for watching, and thank you for listening.